Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the new Hot 101.5 and the Miguel Show. Now, I know that producer Jared is still new to us here on the Miguel Show and to you and the Miguel Show family, but I do know one thing about producer Jared is that he loves the WWE and he loves wrestling.
I do.
You love all things wrestling. And I know this because on the Hot Haunted Yacht, who did you dress up as?
Kevin Owens.
Kevin Owens, you dressed up as Kevin Owens. And surprisingly, thankfully, we actually have Kevin Owens here in the studio.
Thank you.
Now, I have to ask, is it weird when people are like, I dressed up as Kevin Owens for Halloween?
It's not, because I feel like I'm a pretty attainable Halloween costume, because I wrestle in basketball shorts, essentially, and a cutoff t-shirt.
Yeah.
So there's real no elaborate scheme to get, a costume that looks like my wrestling gear. And I feel like, it's not, you don't have to be in great shape to pull it off, so I think that appeals to a lot of people. And, you got a KO shirt there.
I do.
Notice. I appreciate that.
I wrapped up my hands. I had a title belt and everything.
Thing,
I went to the tens on this one.
We actually have a picture here, Kevin, that you can see. That is producer Jared is you.
Props for the, having the Intercontinental title.
Oh, of course.
Because, right. I had on Halloween, it was getting out of control how many people were sending me pictures of themselves dressed up as me.
But oh, really?
A lot of people didn't pay attention to detail.
They
wouldn't have taped their wrists, for example.
Okay.
Or they didn't have boots, like high enough boots. Or they had the wrong title replica.
Right.
Which, hey, if you're going to do it.
You got to do it right.
You got to do it
right. Oh, yeah. I did the whole thing.
So I would, on Twitter, I don't like to, spam everybody's timeline with retweets.
Right.
There's enough professional wrestlers who retweet every single compliment they get. So I'm not one of those.
Right.
But I'll throw a little favorite here
and there. Okay.
And I would only favorite the people that had done it right.
Nice.
I appreciate the flattery of dressing up as me, but if you didn't go all out and didn't commit to it, no favorite.
He said bye. How does someone like producer Jared get a reply on Twitter from Kevin Owens?
So I feel like I have one of the strongest Twitter game, if you want to put it, in WWE.
Is your Twitter game on fleek?
I would never say that. I would never use that expression. I almost feel bad about saying that I have strong Twitter game. Let's not throw that
fleek.
Weird
right,
word out
right,
there. Yeah.
Right.
But, a lot of people complain that I mostly reply to people who send me negative tweets.
Right.
Like a lot of people say, why don't you ever answer your fans?
Mm-hmm.
Look, the thing is, I like Twitter to be entertaining. It's way more entertaining for me to just destroy someone who's trying to be cute with me than, to say, thank you, I appreciate your support. Because
of course.
I really do. I appreciate everyone's support, and I read most of the tweets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I'm not going to retweet somebody saying how good I am. I'm not going to necessarily answer to somebody who's telling me they enjoy my work. Not because I don't appreciate it, just because, there's only so many hours in a day. There's, Twitter, it gets pretty crazy when you're a WWE superstar, and I feel like Twitter is a source of entertainment, and people get a kick out of me.
It makes sense.
Shutting down trolls, if you want to call them that.
Yes,
And,
what's been your most epic Twitter fight blow up?
A couple months ago, Melissa Joan Hart, for some reason.
What?
Yes. Melissa Joan Hart?
I know. Yeah.
Wait, Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
Clarissa explains it all.
Yeah. What did she say?
She said I was lazy as a wrestler.
Oh.
So I promptly. I forget what my first answer was.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty good, though. I know that. And then I blocked her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is a lovely, just my hobby almost at this point, blocking people. And I wrote, I just blocked Sabrina the Teenage Witch. And it took off. Like, fans started blocking her. Fans started telling her. Some people were very mean, which I don't condone. But, some fans told her, you literally don't know what you're talking about.
Wow.
And guess what? She literally doesn't know what she's talking about.
And, Clarissa does not know it all.
No, she can't explain it all.
She does not, in fact, know it all. She knows very little, it seems.
Oh, my.
And I don't know. That was probably the one that
the biggest blow.
But hey, I get into, you know, I spend a lot of time shutting people down.
I love it. Yeah. Now, producer Jared, because I'm not very familiar with wrestling, because I remember, like, back in the day, like, my mom would try to get me involved, but I was like, I want to see First Wives Club or something.
That's when your mom knew.
Yeah, that's when she knew. But you know it intimately. So can
intimately is the way to put it.
Well, I mean, I don't know. You're looking a lot. No, but because I remember back in the day, like, didn't certain wrestlers, they have like signature moves that they still do that?
Absolutely.
So can you describe Kevin Owens' signature move?
Okay.
Please.
It is called a pop-up powerbomb. Pretty much what he does is a guy will hit the ropes and come towards him. He'll lift him up. It's on his shoulders and straight to the ground.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now, when you do that, like, are you ever afraid? Are you just in pure rage mode that, like, you don't care what's about to happen? You're like, I'm going to destroy them with the, what is it called?
Pop-up powerbomb.
Pop-up powerbomb.
That's right.
Ooh, that's a lot of peace right there. Like, are you just like, I'm just going to destroy you? Like, where's your head at when you're getting in that arena?
I just want to slam them through the mat, you know? That's,
wow.
I mean, but that's the goal in everything I do.
Yeah.
I just try to inflict as much punishment as I can. And, I mean, I get paid to do that.
That's awesome.
Incredible, yeah.
Now, how did you come up with with a move like that?
Well, several years ago, a wrestler back home in Quebec that I have a lot of respect for and helped me, you know, for many years. His name was Pierre Caldwell. He's actually a WWE superstar, you know, several years ago, 15, 20 years ago, actually, at this point. And he hit me with that move.
Really?
And it rocked my world. And
wow.
I was like, that is a good move. I think I'm going to steal it. And I did.
It's the highest form of flattery.
And it works out, yes.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, so you can see that tonight, and I'm sure, producer Jared, you'll be there tonight.
I will not, unfortunately. I'm filling in for DJ Eakin tonight. So I had to give my tickets back.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Can you do... Well, I
whoever
was...
Whoever gets your tickets has to wear Kevin Owens shirts, though. Can you put that as a...
Absolutely.
Okay. That's true. That's true.
I feel like now my support just...
No.
Oh, the Kevin Owens section will be there tonight.
All right.
Oh, wait, do you? Because didn't back in the day they used to have like arch nemesis on wrestling? Do you have like an arch nemesis that like
I
you,
have like 10? yeah.
Is there one like that's above all that you just hate?
I guess the one his name would be Sami Zayn. He's actually somebody who we're both from Canada. We're both from you know, the Montreal area. We met 12 years ago. Well, at this point, actually. Almost 14 years ago, and we, you know, we wrestled. We were a team. We were opponents. We, you know, spent 15 years traveling the world together until we got to WWE, and, you know, he was my best friend. He's my worst enemy. It's a whole poetic.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, it's
that's a good storyline.
Oh, it's a whole thing. But
you don't
I guess
have
he'd
hate
have the.
Love.
Yeah.
He'd have to be the ultimate one. But I've got so many. AJ Styles, John Cena,
all of them.
Dolph Ziggler, Dean Ambrose. I don't know. I'll take on all comers and just pop a powerbomb left and right. The whole
dang,
thing.
Poor thing. I wish if producer Jared didn't have like a bad knee, I would have you do the move to him.
Oh.
But like,
oh, that'd be an honor.
Yeah. Okay, but your knee would. Pop out of your leg right
that's
now.
Okay. I'd do that.
Well, that's awesome. Well, Kevin, thank you so much for dropping by, and we appreciate it. And good luck. You can see him tonight. He's going to be at Amalie Arena, the WWE SmackDown, and tickets are still available.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.